Good morning. Today's daf is daf hey, and we're up to daf dalet amud beis. We were listing a lot of psukim that affected deeply various tanoim. The last thing that we read was the pasuk that affected Rav Yosef, which was the yesh nisper v'lo mishpat. The Gemara, as he read the pasuk, is simply it's possible for a person to die without any justice in this world. And in which case, the Gemara, indeed today, discusses how is such a thing possible. I mean, how can we doubt the Mishpat of Hashem? This word, Amar, is a mistake, because it has nothing to do with Rav Yosef. It's clearly part of the continuation of the Gemara. Because, I mean, if this is his question, then the next piece doesn't work out. We never really address it. And if his question is mi'ika, so then that's not the point, and it's not bochi. Well, that's the conclusion that he reached. So today's Gemara begins with our question on the pasuk. Mi'ika the azel below zimne. The pasuk seems to be saying that people can die before their time without justice. Is that possible? Says the Gemara. It's absolutely possible. Where there was a famous maaseh, Keder Rabbi Barabai. We've already seen various of the Chachomim were very friendly with the Malacham Avos, at least until it was their day. But so Rebbe, we said it was really the correct pronunciation, Barabaye, was very friendly with the Malacham Avos, and Omar Leila Shluchay, so while they were talking together, the Malacham Avos had one of his henchmen, and he said to his henchmen, okay, I got an order here. Zil Aitele Miriam Megadla Seyar. Very, Megad, Miriam Megadla Seyar Denashia. So bring me Miriam, Mary Magdalene over here. With, of course, in Aramaic, this means the hairdresser. Bring me Miriam the hairdresser. It's her time. So what does she do? He goes out, but he brings the wrong Mary Magadla. He brings the Miriam Magadla Dardike. He brings the Ganenet Miriam. So she's a nursery teacher. And he only heard the first part. I mean, there's the people that are Magadol Seyar, there's people that are Magadol children. She was a Magadol children. One of them is a girlfriend. Rashi brings it. One is Yoshka's mother. The Gemara Shabbos brings it. Whatever. In any event, so the Malacham Avos says to the Shliach, he says, what's the matter with you? Can't you read? Ana Miriam Megadla Seyar Nashayam Relacha. What's with the, it's again this Microsoft business. It constantly comes up with the wrong name. Why did you bring the wrong person? Amalei, so the Shliach said, okay, so I'll bring her back. Yochi Hadre, so should I bring her back? So the Malacham Avos says, nah, she's here already. Let us stay. Hello, the Aitita, if you brought her, Lahavi Laminyana, so she can join the minion here. So he asks now, Rebbevoi Barabai, asks, Heche Yachaltala? The Malamavis actually, Heche Yachaltala? I mean, if it wasn't her time, so if it was not the Yasmana to die, so how did you have the Bechlal, the Keach to take her? Avin Nakita Matara Biyada, Vahavi Koshagru Macharia Tanura. Well, what happened was she was holding a poker for a cleaner device for an oven, which was very hot, and she was cleaning out the oven. And shakalta ve'anchata agaba dekara. She took it out and she accidentally it fell against her ankle. And itra mazla. At that moment, her mazel turned bad. If a person's in a mouth of sakana, anything can happen. So I used the opening, you know, varakite. So I brought her. I don't understand. What's going on over here, you guys? What, software failures? Are you taking souls? Well, you can do that kind of thing. You have rishus to do that? I mean, you guys don't have any rights. Omalei, what do you mean? You don't read? It's a pasuk. I mean, it says people die without any justice. Omalei, Rebbevoi said, there seems to be a Seder in the Deiris. A person is meant to be there to fill up the generation. A generation achieves certain things. If the generation, it's not time for the generation to be completed. What about that? Oh my, no, that's a different issue. Darina lu ana ad namalu ledara. Vahoda mashlino le leduma. It's true. The truth is we have to keep her with us. She can't join the neshames of the door, which are given over to Dumo as the Malach, who's in charge of the neshames. We don't give over this neshama that's taken accidentally to Duma until the end of the generation. It was time. But meanwhile, what, are we going to bring her back to life? I mean, that's, you know, we don't do that kind of stuff. Well, Marley, okay, but Dor Oleg V'Dor Manz, it seems certain number of years that are allotted to be lived in the world. Who's going to live those years? No one will. The years are just going to go to waste. Shanya, my Avadata, what about her years? What do you do with her years? Malachamava says, well, you know, we keep a cheshbon of these extra years that come in, so we have a year bank. So if there's an ikat surbi mirabonin, the marva b'mile, if you have a Talmud Chacham who is not makbid on his midas, he's mevater, so we give him those extra years. So the mosif the late, we give it to him. And now Avichelufa, he becomes now the one who lives out those years instead of the person that they were originally given to. So it's not only blood that they bank, but they bank years. That's why Reb Yosef cried. Microsoft. The program? No, the program is, it's heuristic programming. It's the problem. This world is... It's always like that. Seriously, the world is built on heuristic programming. You know, that's where... Otherwise, what does species have to go extinct for? I mean, the whole thing is heuristic programming from the beginning. So individuals are lost in the process. Did he sign it? You see him signed on it? He didn't give brushes. This is part of the software.
Middle management.
That's it. Middle management. Malachamav is what the Christians believe. Malachamav has got the interview. That's what he's asking. Well, you have a license. That's your license to kill. A license to kill. You got a job to do. Who gave you the right to do anything? If you don't have that relationship with the Malachamavas, you don't have any relationship with the Malachamavas except the one you don't want. All of these people obviously dealt with the Malachamavas as what he is. You know. Lower management.
Working with it.
What?
It's not a function of the theory.
It's a function of software, like everything else on this earth. I mean, you really think if God were running things wouldn't be a little bit better?
And
if
Malachamavas came from, not for us,
he would have nothing. You know, be very bored. Okay, getting back to the stories of Psukim that make people cry. Rabbi Yochanan. Hi, Richie, you missed the best part of the night.
I'm sure.
This is one you would have loved. I was waiting for your smiles and your joy this morning. You weren't here. I'm brokenhearted. Well, what was it? One extra cup of coffee. An extra drink was worth this story. Rabbi Yochanan kimoti lahayt rabach. When Rabbi Yochanan came to this pasuk, he cried. Hashem says to the sultan, "It's ridiculous what you've done over here. I mean, I had this great guy, this Eov character, who was wonderful, and you ruined his life. Vatasiteni bolavalochinam, and you seduced me into swallowing him for no reason. Look what I did to this guy. Killed his whole family, took out and destroyed his life, and it's all your fault. What did you have to start up with me for?" So he heard that fuzz. Evet Jerabo, Mesitin Lovanise, Takana Yeshlo, a poor Nebuch human being is an Evet. What is he? And the master is able to be played with psychologically, that we can seduce him into doing something like this. So does he have any hope? It's hopeless. Rabbi Yochanan Kimati Lahaik Rabach. Rabbi Yochanan came to this pasuk, he cried. Sein Bigdoshav Lo Yamin. God does not believe in his holy ones. So much for the saints. He doesn't believe in them. God doesn't believe in them, but we should believe in them. I mean, if he's not going to believe in the Holy One, so who does he believe in? It's hopeless. He doesn't believe in anybody. One day he was going along the road, Rabbi Yochanan, he sees a guy collecting figs. Very strange way. The fresh, ripe figs he left on the tree, and he took the unripe figs, which were inedible. So Rabbi Yochanan said to the guy, "What are you doing? Lav hani mal and tvei aren't the ones you left behind. Those are the good ones." I'm taking these figs because I'm going on a journey and I need things that are going to last for the journey. Hani natron, vani lo natron. The ones that aren't fully ripe, those are the ones that aren't going to spoil. So I can take them along. The ones that are ripe are going to get ruined. He said, "Oh my God, that's what it means. Ayna deftir ein begidoshav lo yamin. That's the point. Something that's ripe can get ruined. If it's not ripe, and you take it before it's ripe, at least it won't get ruined. Maybe that's the trap. So therefore, you find a chinami, so people die at the wrong time, because if they would have ripened, they would have been ruined. Amy, is that really true, though? Rabbi Alexandri. There was a certain Talmud who lived in Rabbi Alexandri's neighborhood. Vishochi v'adezuta, and he died very young. And Rabbi Alexandri's response to his death was, if this guy had wanted to live, he could have lived. Meaning that he could have done tshuva, but he didn't want to. So it was really up to him. Nobody should have tainus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in Ita, if Rabbi Yochanan was right, translating the pasuk that way, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take someone who is not ripe, like this Surman Rabbanan who died young. So maybe that's why he died young, because he was such a Kodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu now wants him, and he doesn't trust him to hang around the world, because then maybe he'll get ruined. So he takes him early, because that's just like the guy with the figs over here. The ones that were ripe, he didn't want to have with him, because they would get ruined. So Dilma, if that's true, so why did Rabbi Alexandri jump to the conclusion that this guy was no good, he should have done tshuva, he didn't do tshuva, it's his own fault. He should have said, oh, what a tzaddik, he died young because he was already a Kodesh and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him around. I mean, what do you have to say something not nice about the guy? Maybe he was one of that group that was really a big tzaddik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't trust him. So maybe that's the pshat. No, it's not. It wasn't just Rabbi Alexandri said it without knowing what's going on. That was a guy who would not listen. Rabbi Alexander tried to deal with him. He wouldn't listen. He never accepted his tachach. It was Mevayet and his Rabbanim. So Rabbi Alexander said, listen, we tried. We worked with the guy. He doesn't listen. What are we supposed to do? If he wanted to, he could have lived. So he knew what was going on. Tosfos brings the maisa that we had back in Shabbos with the woman who was running around with the tefillin of her husband, and she was so upset that he died young, and it's supposed to be Orech Yamecha, well, how come my husband died young? Until finally the bites with Eliyahu Navi. So he came, and he wanted to know, so how does he treat you? B'mei Nida? So it turned out they slept in the same bed, you know. So he said, oh, it's a good thing he died young. But so the Gemara says they should have told her. Why didn't they say to her, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him, he was a big tzaddik, you're right, he's a big tzaddik, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him young because he felt that he would be ruined if he hung around this world too long. So it's just either they knew that that wasn't the case, they weren't going to tell her that, or, fantastic, I'm saying it over really for this other Teretz of Tosfos. The other Teretz of Tosfos is, it ain't much of an answer ex post facto. We're going to tell him. Well, you know, that's what everybody does, you know, they come into the Abba's house. Oh, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the best, only the good die young. Thank you very much. And it's a tremendous nechama. That's not exactly a tshuva nitzachat. That's the way Tosfos puts it. It's like, what would be the point of telling you such a thing? They didn't say anything. But that's a fella, because nowadays, people always say something. In Texas, they didn't. You don't say something, that's not a tshuva nitzachat. Maybe this, maybe that. Yeah, this is not din, this is like Chanoch. Chanoch died young. Rashi brings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he would be mitkalkel. And that's the pshat, only the good die young. That's really why there's such a... It's really true that the good die young. It's not Stam Billy Joel. I'm saying it's a recognized phenomenon that ain't a chinami. There is such a thing as Hein Bikdesh or Loyami. That people reach a certain state of perfection, and the Yarad Dodila Ganolil Kot Shoshanim. The Medrash says, we don't have to worry. So Kadosh Baruch Hu went down to his field to pick roses. The Medrash says, what's got to pick roses? Why is it going to do Kot Shoshanim? Somebody who picks the rose at the moment of perfection. Exactly. Doesn't wait till now it starts overripe, and then it's not suitable for anything. So Kadosh Baruch Hu picks roses. So those people have reached the state of perfection. So they die young.
I remember
when
you used to
show
us
in the Levina. Right. Okay, another example of a pasuk that people would cry out. Rabbi Yochanan kumat l'haikrobo. When Rabbi Yochanan came to this pasuk, he would cry. V'karafti alechem l'mishpat. God says, I'm going to come bring you, v'karavti, I'm going to bring you rapidly to justice. V'ayiti eid mimaher, and I'm going to be a witness that, with a lot of alacrity. B'machashvim, b'menahafim, b'nishpayim l'sheker, b'yoshkeishtkar sochir, and mategir. So he said, v'ayiz mir, eved jirabo mikarlo leduna, mimaher le'ida. Now what is this? It's such a rush. He's bringing us close to the din. He's going to be a very, very active witness. I mean, that's all we need, is to have God as an active witness. Mela, I mean, if it's a reluctant witness, but an active witness, God help us. Takana Yeshua, whatever, it's hopeless. We don't have any hope. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, yeah, there's something else that's horrible in this pasuk. Can you imagine a pasuk that puts together b'chashvim, minafim, nishboim l'sheker, and a guy who pays the salary of his maid too late? I mean, it sounds crazy. It's completely, if they ask you, which one of the following does not belong? I mean, a guy's late in the payment. We're going to put him together with somebody who's a menayef and a makashif, and it's unbelievable. So, Eved Oilanu, Shishakala, Leno Akosuv, Kalos Kechamurai, Sakarish Baruch is putting the whole thing in. Every little piece. Same thing. Bechashvi, Menachem, with our Kisra Sofer. Boy, that's not the way we figure, okay, you know, that's like a minor issue. We don't have to really deal with that, do we? Every last bit. Omrei Shlokish, take a look at the end of the pasuk. Also, it's talking about all of the things. Boshke, Saskar, Sakhir, Almanavi, Atom. Umate ger. So you see, kol amate dino shel ger kilu mate dino shel mala. Somebody who's not careful about how he deals with something with a ger is like that's the way he dealt with HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Shnemer umate ger. It's written umati. Those who are mamote me. Omer b'chanina bar papa. But there's a nice thing in this pasuk. Look at the very end. Oshkes karsochir almona yosem mateger v'lo yireuni omar Hashem. So you the lo yireuni. From there we see that kola oseh davaru mitcharet bo mochilo miyad. A person who doesn't feel embarrassed by what he's done. There's no sensitivity. I didn't even do anything wrong. That's what the pasuk is saying. These people who do these kind of things v'lo yireuni, they don't have any response. They don't. It doesn't even occur to them that they're rotten, no good niggas. But if you're uni, you see that if he's mitcharet bo, how you're uni, mochlim lemia, that we would be meichel them. Tosfos asks, what about in terms of Hilchos Teshuva? It's not so poshut. Right? He says that the only one that really makes sense over here is that maybe Oshkei Schar Schochir, that Biyomo Titein Schoros, that's talking about the Asay, maybe. He brings it's Lav Davka, maybe it's Amiyad, something's Merkel Lav, and it's problematic. I mean, the real answer, I believe, is that the Gemara is not talking about Kapar, it's talking about Mechila. So the level of Mechila Miyad is indeed said about anything, except that Mechila Miyad doesn't do very much good if there's a need for Kapara. Notice the reason that we bring Mechila Miyad only by a Mitzvah's Asay is because there's no other Kapara that's needed except Mechila for Mitzvah's Asay. Which is why the Rambam lists, that's the only time he mentions the word Mechila in Perek Rishon, where he's dealing with the dinim of Kapara. What's Mechila have to do with it? He only introduced Mechila until Perek Beis. Now that's where we're always masber, that the only kapara that's needed on a mitzvah asay is the fact that there was no mechila, which leaves a stain. But if there's mechila, then there's no need for further kapara. Therefore, it says, mechil lo miyad. What the Gemara is saying over here is that it's always true, mechil lo miyad. But what does that have to do with it? Even though he's nimchal, there's still the reality of the avera, and that has to be dealt with. So for that, he needs yisurin, whatever elements have to do with the kapara. That answers a lot of issues, because you find the bashor. Then somebody was a Russia gomer, and he's Mekadesh Anisha on condition. So he says, Arei Mekadesh is Li, I'll deny that I'm a Tzadik Gomer. I'm not sure I'm a Tzadik Gomer. The Gemara says that it's a good Kedusha. You have to be precious for the Kedusha. She needs a get. Why? I mean, everybody knows it's a Russia gomer. It's Tzadik Gomer. I mean, if it's a Tzadik, it's not Tzadik Gomer. Maybe it was Ma'ara Tshuva Beliba. What does that have to do with it? I mean, what about all the things? You see, there's two completely different elements. So it's in terms of the question, I said, how do we relate to the guy? That's the idea of Mechila. How do we relate to the guys at Tzadik Gomer? I mean, the fact that he's got a cheshbon and he may burn for it, whatever. I mean, but it's not our business. The Mechila level, okay. He's stuck at Tzadik Gomer. Rabbi Yochanan kimati v'haikra bach. When Rabbi Yochanan came to the following pasuk, he started to cry. Tziski is kol maasei Elohim yaviba mishpat hakol ne'elam. Every last thing HaKadosh Baruch was going to bring a person into judgment on everything that he wasn't even aware of. So he says, so what's the difference? It's hopeless. And even on things that a person wasn't even aware of. So Evet Shirabolo, Shokelo, Shigagot, Kizdono. Saying, Kol Maaseh, that a person, the worst things, together with Kol Ne'elam. It's all put in the same scale. And that's ridiculous. So what hope do we have? We don't even know what we're doing 95% of the time. We have to start thinking about those things we weren't even aware were issues. But what type of thing do you mean? Kol Ne'elam. Kol Ne'elam means things like you'd never even think about. Kol Ne'elam says, Rav, somebody squishes a kina in front of his friend. And he turns the guy off. Ugh.
Squishes a what?
A lice. A louse.
A louse.
Louse.
A louse.
Yeah, louts are a lot of them.
Louse.
Yeah, those are good to squash, but yeah, they're louse.
So
they are, people stand, they do the most disgusting things. People are walking by, oh my God. That's also a fate. I'm saying, I'm not achroy for the way another person is going to, the person's disgusted with the way I'm acting. Shmuel Amazarak, somebody spits in front of his friend. Minima, there's the guy out. Also, you have to be, and then the closing words, I'll call Nelam. Im tov v'imra.
Is he there? Oh,
no?
I'm trying
to remember. No. Gorim Tsar.
Gorim Tsar. Gorim Tsar.
Anokri is chayiv misa for being Mitzayir a Jew. The Torah wasn't Mechayiv Malkus. It doesn't mean it's not an event. It's Tsar. To be Mitzayir a person. Amri Deve. So what's the Im tov v'imra? Im tov v'imra is mashma that there's elements even in the good that a person has to be judged on. Im tov v'imra. Means there's things in good things that are done that you have to pay for because you didn't do the good thing right. That's so partial that it's a good thing. A guy gives tzedakah and he gives the tzedakah to an ani b'farhesya. So he embarrasses the guy. He says, I did a big mitzvah and I gave a lot of tzedakah. Rabbiana sees a guy giving publicly money to an ani. So he calls the guy over. He says, it would have been better not to give him. You have to embarrass him. So your lousy zuz was worth his embarrassment. It would have been better not to give it to him. So people go around doing mitzvahs. They do the mitzvahs and the garm of air at the same time. So even the tov has to be brought. The Rav Shila points out, it's all so contextual dependent. If somebody would do that to a woman, he'd be chayev for giving it to her not in public. Because people would say, what's he going into her house for? And privately. So he's going in order to give her tzedakah. He doesn't want to embarrass her. But lamaisa people are going to say, maybe they have something together. So somebody, there's not in the tzedakah li'isha b'seter. So there, on the contrary, there's times where giving a tzedakah b'seter is what the aveir is. He puts her into a very uncomfortable position which people will think bad things of her. Rava Omar. Rava says, I have another example of our Kol Ne'elam. The guy goes into the butcher, he has a delivery made of meat that requires Nikur, Arab Shabbos. Hey, what's the matter with you? The house is at a tumul. Nobody may even notice that there's a piece of meat that wasn't Menuka. They don't know. They get it. They throw it in the pot. That's the way you act. It's interesting. It's true. It's true. It's amazing. It's like always the last thing. You have no time left, and somebody brings a big thing in. It takes you half an hour to fix the flowers. It's interesting. Very interesting. Ask the Mar, but what do you mean? But Rava did that. We know Rava used to do that. He would go in and bring the meat and send it into the kitchen at the last minute. No, and Rava. Rava was married to Bas Rav Chista. I mean, come on. Shiny Bas Rav Chista, the Kimla Begavad, the Bekiyam, and everybody knows about that. Rav Chista, but she. Even if he wouldn't know, she would know. I mean, you can't start off with Bas Rav Chista. Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahayik rabach. Yaki timtzeno oto raot rabot vitzarot. Wow. Rabot. Evet rabo mamtzilo raot. Timtzeno oto. It's not that. But his Baruch was like sitting here dealing out these tzoros. I mean, it's hopeless, but that's what he's doing to us. Dealing out tzoros. By the way, what is the meaning of raot vitzarot? I mean, something is bad. So obviously, it's a tzar. I mean, what's that? Ra'ot v'tzarot. Oh, my Rav, now this is brilliant. It's ra'ot sh'na'asot tzarot zo l'zo. It's a ra' which, there's two ra's which become now tzarot. Tzarot means you have a co-wife. So if you're good to one, so by definition, the other one's going to kill you. So no matter what you do, you're going to have things wrong, right? There's no way you can be yaitzeh. Same thing over here. Let's say a zibura v'akrova. Zibura, a guy gets stung at the same time by a hornet and by a scorpion. So for a scorpion bite, you need hot water. And for a hornet bite, you need cold water. And if you do the opposite, then you exacerbate the bite of the other one. So what's he going to do now? Whatever he does, he's going to have a tzara from the other one. Those are our both tzaraot.
Cold for a scorpion, according to...
Cold for a scorpion? Who says cold for a scorpion? That's wrong. Couldn't be. You sure? Oh, well, chalk up another one. But that, huh? Is that? Hot for a scorpion. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. Okay, I don't know. Right. Omara, ra'och nazot tzorot zelazot, gone zibura ve'akrova. Shmuel amar, zeha mamtsilo ma'ot la'oni b'sha'at tochko. Now, Rashi has a very difficult job. Rashi learns that this is referring back to the imtov imras, that we've gotten off track, says Rashi. We started talking about this this ra'ot v'tzorot. But now let's get back on track. He said before that imtov imra, a person can do something good that's really bad. So this is somebody who gives money to an oni only at a time. He could have given this money a half a year ago, in which case he would have saved the guy's business, and now he would have been okay. So instead he waits until he loses all of his money. Now his much is money going to help him. It's all just going to go. It's going to go hand to mouth. So he could have done something good, and instead he puts him in a matzah where all he's going to have is the kind of bread that is going to make life harder on him. He's going to have to pay prime money now because everybody knows he's got no credit and they want everything in advance and so on and so forth. Tosha says, that's a very, very difficult job. But first, let's just see the list. This is what people say. If you need money for your food, that you can't find. But litlita shchicha, to get hung with, that you find money. So Rashi learns to get hung with is the pshat to hang your food. Meaning a guy who doesn't have any food, he puts a little bit in the basket, he hangs it. The Gemara says that causes anias in the house and so on. So, but he's not going to have any money at this point because he gave it to him too late and he's not going to be able to buy it cheap. He's going to have to pay a lot and so on. So obviously it's a very difficult pshat. First of all, why did we have a big interruption? Now we're going back. I mean, we could have left the last pshat till later. What do we have to go back for? And besides, it's about that. I mean, to say litalita means the difference between alala and talita is food at one time or another time. It's not shlicha where the person in Dafka has that food that he hangs. Therefore, Tosfos says, no, this is a direct continuation of the ra'ot tzorot. That's the pshat. What's tzorot, Zulazu? Say a guy is now, he was in big trouble. You didn't give him any money. So now the IRS is after him. So they're gonna take all of his property and so on. He's gonna strike a deal. They say, look, I don't have enough to pay the debt and so on. I'll give you this and this. And, you know, let's clean the slate and we'll be okay. Comes along the man on the white horse. Don't worry, I'll pay your debt to the IRS. I'll just take a mortgage on all your property. Oh, the IRS says, great. So now we don't have to strike a deal. So we take all this guy's money. Then he turns around. Now he's got the mortgage on the property. Now I can't pay him. That's the pshat. Zuzo, when you need the money, where you could really use it and so on, that you didn't have when you needed it, not to go bankrupt. Now when you're in trouble, so this is a guy who's going to give you the money in order to make things worse for you. So now the money becomes a tzara if you do have the money. So now they're going to take that money and use it. Maybe that's the pshat, to hang you, right? Litloto, they hang him up when he needs to be paid on himself. Okay, another pshat, very nice. V'chora apibo bayomahu, v'azavtim v'istarti panay mehem. Unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Barnaba, bar tevyumi, Amar Rav. You see that it says v'istarti panay mehem. It's not from individuals, it's from Yisrael. V'istarti panay mehem. So therefore, kosha inuwe, that's the ponim inuwehen. Somebody who has a good life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu always responds to, does whatever he wants, he's not from the Yidden. He's not from the Jews. It says he's not the ponim inuwehen. He can't be. He's basically opted out. This guy's happy, he acts like a good. Kosha inuwe ayale echol. If they're not after you somewhere, then inuwehen. Now, he can't be Jewish. I mean, it says he's tati b'naimim v'ayala echol. I mean, so how come this guy is having such a good life and nobody's after him? It must be he's not Jewish. Yeah.
interpretation of a mausoleum.
That's our matzav right now.
That's an exception. That's not the
no, no, it means now, under our current matzav of this. Esther Pun. Amr le Rabbanu le Ravas. The Rabba, oh boy, this is really a nice thing to do. So they turned to Rava, they said, hey, how come you have such a good life? Oh, boy, oh, boy. So they said, Mar lo be Esther Ponim, Eiteva lo be Vayale Cholite. How come things are good with you? Nobody's after you. He was very close with the government. And you seem to like all your wishes come true. Mar lo, he said, oh boy, you have no idea how much money I got to send to buy off these guys all the time. So am I buying off? That's my Vayale Chol. Miaditu kama mishadrana betzina, you don't know under the table how much I have to buy off the people in the Malchus Bishvar Malka. I feel like it was too late. They already brought it up. Yova be rabbanan einayu. Meanwhile, we said the rabbanan, you don't want them to be looking at you. So as soon as they said this already, Adachi shot at the Veshvar Malka the Garbu. Rava was ruined. They sent from the Malchus, they took everything he had. Tosfos points out this was the story in Brochus where Bar Hadaya had given one of the interpretations of the dreams that he said his wife was going to die, he was going to lose all of his money. And so that was this time where that happened. Omar. And so he said, like we had back in Meimoid Cotton, wherever the Rabbanan or Mark put on something, that's the end. They had to stock up. Omar Rava, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true that there's a matzav of Esther Ponim. But afal pi shistarti panaymeyam, despite the fact that it's a matzav of Esther Ponim, nonetheless, we have other elements. There's bichalom adaber bo. I mean, maybe there's no nevius anymore. Maybe there's no gilui shchina. But at least there's this communication on some level. Rabbi Yosef says it's more than that. There's not just such a matter of communication. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still watches over us in secret. Yadonetu yaleinu, his hand shields us from the worst of it. Shenemar, uvtzel yadiki sitich. Nonetheless, the Navi says that I keep you hidden underneath the shade of my hand. My hand? So that's also something. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, had a lot of arguments, debates with the early Christians, and he was constantly in the in government circles where they were having these kind of problems with Christians. All the censor changed all of the references here to the Minim, which is always a reference to Christianity at this period, to Apikursim, but the original Girsa was Minim. So he was Avikoy Beit Kesar. He was once in the court with Caesar. And Achvilayahumina, so they used to use a very complex and subtle communication of hand signal to say things. And if you were really up there in the government, you had to know how to deal with those type of very subtle put-downs and responses. That's the way everything went. Like modern cocktail parties where people are, you know, smiling at each other and killing them, you know. So you got to interpret the comments properly. So anyway, so he's Achri means to point with your hand in a way that makes it clear. So the Christian guy is Achri le Amadad Rana Mori le Apemine. You are the nation that God has turned his face away from. Now we have Yoshka. God doesn't look at you guys. It's all over. Achri le, so he showed the guy back. Yadonetu Yaleinu. Exactly what he does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his hands over us. So Caesar saw them doing this. So he says to Rabbi Yeshua, what did this guy just tell you? My Achri lecha. He says, he was telling me, Amadad Rana Mori le Apemine, but I'll tell you what I told him back. I told him, Va'ana machvina le yadonetu yaleinu. So Caesar calls over the other guy. He says, I want to see. My achvit, like, what did you show the guy? He says, I told him, ana dadrina more apimine. Very good. So he was right on the target. Well, what did he say to you? My achvit, I said, I don't know. I couldn't figure out what he was talking about. Oh my, what, you idiot? Gavad lo yada my machvit, I'm a bechog, yechavi kami maka, chutzpah, you're sitting there acting like you know what's going on. You don't know a thing? Take the guy off and chop off his head. Of course, they took him out and they killed him. Anyway, Kikanecha Nafshe to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. These are tough circles. You don't want to be too close to these people. So when Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was dying, Amalei Rabbanim, Atevi Alamim Minoy, what are we going to do now? There's nobody who knows how to talk with these people and to bring rayas from Psukim. It's a whole very special area of expertise to be able to argue with Christians. You know, they have their prokim and their rayas and this. You have to like to have the whole thing, this whole the whole study. That's why it says umotek here, right? So you got to know how to deal with these guys. And the only one who knew in that generation was Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hanania. They're going to wipe us out. What's going to be with us? My Tavi Allah. Well, Mar Lahem, he said, don't worry about it. Avda Eitza Mibanim Nisrecha Chochmatam. What do you think that's what the pasuk is saying? When Avda Eitza Mibanim, when Yisrael, the Bonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't have people that know how to deal with it, they also don't have much to say. Nisrecha Chochmatam. It's all, you know, it's Zelu Umat Zen. Nisrecha Chochmatam Shuru Umat Olam. And I'll bring you another right by Teimim Yacha. Vayomer, what did Esav say? We'll go together, and I'll always be parallel to you. So if you guys, the Jews, have smart people, so they'll have smart people. But if I'm not going to be around, they're not going to have anybody around anyway, either. So don't worry about it. Whatever they'll have left, you'll be able to handle. Rabbi Elah, Havisolik, Bedargat of Rabba Bar Shila. Rabbi Elah is walking up now the staircase by Rabba Bar Shila, and there was a school. And here is Shamil Yanuka. The Havikokori, Kine, Yotzer, Harim, Uvarei, Ruach, the one who created the mountains, he formed the mountains, created the wind, and tells a human being what it is that he said in his lifetime. He stopped short, he just stopped dead in the middle of the ladder. Oh my God. I mean, this is hopeless. I mean, the one who created the earth, you're saying, to put that together, created the mountains and the wind, and he's going to tell a person every word that he said. And it's hopeless. My masicho, what do we mean by every word that he said? Omarava filosicha yeterash, ben ishli shtoma gidim lo ladam b'shat mita. A person who used an extra word that was a little overly suggestive and inappropriate under normal circumstances when he's sleeping with his wife, he's going to have to be giving a din on it. Is that true? Rav said that? But Rav Kahana wanted to know how Rav behaved. He slept under Rav's bed to see how Rav would sleep with his wife. So Vishame, he hears Rav talking a little bit kind of sexy talk that he felt was inappropriate for Rav. And Vitzachak, and he's laughing. And then Vasatzachak, then he sleeps with his wife. So under the bed, he says, Dome pumi de Rav kamoda lo toim le tafshila. I mean, Rav's mouth sounds like it's never had anything to taste before. I mean, what is all of this? Like, you've been married for 30 years already. What are you... On my way, so Rav shouts down, Kahana, what are you doing down there? Oh, get out of there. Lavurachar, that's not their hair to be under my bed. But anyway, so how is it that Rav is the one who said, my word, speaking of Lagid, Lada Masicha, now we can already tell Rav Masicha. So what's the chat that elsewhere the Gemara says, we've kind of told him, what am I supposed to do? I need to learn. I mean, there's no, you know, there's no way I can avoid learning. I mean, they tell me it's inappropriate to learn. But anyway, so lo kasha. Kam de tzorech l'rutziya, or de lo tzorech l'rutziya. It depends what the matzah is. Sometimes a woman needs encouragement and foreplay and that type of thing in which he spoke. He sensed that that's what his wife needs. But what it says over here, l'agid l'adam masichot, where it's not necessary. So where it's unnecessary, then it's indeed inappropriate. Furthermore, the pasuk says, v'im lo tishma'u b'mistarim, tifke nafshim mipnei gavva. So what's the pshat? Omer shvob eni mishmei de rav. The meaning is like this. There's a place called Mistarim. That's what it means. In this place called Mistarim, so mokom yeshu l'akadosh baruch hu mistarim shmo, in which he cries. And there, it's, he cried mipnei gavva. What is that gavva? Omer shvob bar yitzchum, mipnei gavva tam shal Yisrael, shinitla mehem initna l'avdei kochavim. Because of Klal Yisrael's stature that was taken away from them and given over to Goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was crying about what had happened to the grandeur of Malchus Shamayim. What? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu cry? Mi'ika b'chia kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'omer of Papa ein atzivut lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gets down. Shinema hod v'hadar lefanav oz v'chadva b'mekomo. Says Beferish. Lo kasha hababati gavoi hababati varoi. It depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about deep inside. So deep inside, the mistarim, of course God cries. But he can't show his emotions. He has to show, pretend, you know, put on a good face. Like every good balak, you know, it's fine, it's okay, we'll get through this. You know? Inside he's curdling. So, but outside he doesn't cry. He doesn't cry outside. Hababati varoi lo. Voksi vayikra adunoy elohim tzvaot bayom ahu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu cried out publicly for crying, for espadim, for tearing clothing, and that's public. Shine churban beis hamikdash, that's the churban itself. There, that's public. Afilu malachei shalom bachu, even the malachim that are generally used, that their whole shlichus is to bring peace to the world and happiness and to bring good tidings, even they were crying. It says, Einer alam tzaku chutza. That's chutza, not only with Mistarim. Malachei shalom ha'yivkon. Pasha said the pasuk is, Einer alam is a reference to the Ariel, to the Mizbeach. Okay, we're using it, the great ones. Continues the Gemara on this topic of the same pasuk, Im lo tishmu b'mistarim. V'domoa tidma v'teirad eni dim'a. Ki nishba eder Hashem. What is the double lashon here? The three dima'ot. We have the domoa, dema, Tidma dim'a. So why do we have shalosh dim'ot halavu? What are the three tiers that are mentioned here? Achat ha-migdash rishon, achat ha-migdash sheni, ve'achat ha-yisrael shegolo mimekomar. So one is on the base of migdash, second base of migdash, and then on Yisrael itself, which is a getter of migdash Hashem. But they're no longer in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ikri amri, achat ha-bitul Torah. The third tier was for bitul Torah. So vishlei b'leman d'yomar Yisrael shegolo ha'inu dechtiv. That's the end of the pasuk. Inishba eder Hashem. Okay, but bitul Torah, where's Nishba eder Hashem? Ram is a bitul Torah. So what's the matter with you? Kivet shegolo It's saying that's the makor for all of the bittul Torah, as the Rambam says. Why am I writing this book? Because nowadays it's just the scattering of Klal Yisrael. There's nothing, no place in one center where people know anything, and the level of Yediyah has reached new lows. So I have to write this book. It's a continuous process. That's the Iker Bittul Torah, where there's no Esek HaTorah Barabim, and the way that it was in a Mokam of Menuch and so on. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bochei Aleihem B'Chol Yom. There's three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries over every day. Al Mishef Shar La'asok B'Torah Ve'No Oseik. Somebody who could, he's got time, and he's got the money, and he could be learning, and he hasn't learned. That's tragedy, losing out on this, on his whole purpose in life, absolutely nothing. The Al Mishef Shar La'asok B'Torah Ve'Oseik. Somebody who really, by any normal standards, cannot learn. I mean, the guy has nothing to eat. He should be trying to do something. He can't live without Torah. That is also said. Sometimes he creates a tragedy. And he's Isaac anyway. And then on a stuck-up rabbi. That's horrible. Somebody's in a position, not only a rabbi, but somebody's in a position, a government position, or in charge of it. And you take a look. I mean, Nebuch, you read the papers every day. It's nauseous. Nauseating. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries over. Rebbe Avinok could say for Kinites. Rebbe was holding a Kinites and he was reading it. So Kinites is Eich. So he's reading in it. Kimoti la'ayt sukkah. He reads the posik. He shlich mishamayim oretz. Not for me yet. He dropped the book. Oh my God. It's me igra ram lebira amik. I mean, to fall all the way from the heavens to the earth. It's like falling into the deepest pit imaginable. Rebbe and Reb Chiya were going together. They were going along the road. Kimot elahu mata. They came to a particular place. Amre mi'ikatsubim rabbanon ochan. There's the one nikabalape. We should find out. It's a small town. You know, not every day they have people like us that come by. Maybe there's a Talmud Chacham lives here. Nobody knows about him. Never sees anyone. We should go in and be makabalpon. So they asked. Amre lo. They told him, yes, indeed there is an ikatsubim rabbanon. There's a Talmud Chacham. Come in town. He's a blind man. Mori Nayim Avi. This mamish like that maestro. That guy is an incredible maestro. I forgot his name. Maybe he'll remember by name. The guy in Moscow. It's just absolutely astounding. The guy was caught in Moscow after the war, lived there the whole time in the midst of the Soviets, in the shadows of the Kremlin. Nothing, had nothing in his house. No sforim, garnish. He wrote a pirush on the whole Yerushalmi. They're publishing it now. They made him a chon to publish his pirush on Yerushalmi. It's just astounding to think the person total isolation. A couple of things hidden in the basement and wrote there and smuggled it out. Another volume. Okay, they came to a small town with a chance maybe to meet the Talmud Chacham. Yeah, there's a Talmud Chacham, an old man who's blind. So they went, oh, that's wonderful. Amalei Reb Chiya LeRebbe's. Reb Chiya said to Rebbe, you're the Nasi. It doesn't pass. We're going to some hovel over here. It's not even right. I'll go. Tivat, you should stay here. Lo tezalzel b'nesiutcha. It's not right. Ezel an, I'll go. Barkabel Ape, Takve Rebbe insisted. And they went together to visit him. So they sit there and talk. Ki Avi Miftarim, when they were leaving him. Omar Lahu, he said to Rebbe and Rebbe Chia, Atem Hikbaltem Panim Anirim Ve'inam Ro'im. You were Makabel, a human being's face, who could be seen by you, but cannot see. And that's Chuz Tiskul Hakbil Panim Haro'im Ve'inam Nirim. You should be zeicha to be mekabel pnei Hashchina, who can see you, that you can't see. Omale, so Rebbe said to Rebbe, you idiot! You almost got me not to come to this, to get this brocha, the best brocha I ever got. Aika hashta menatami, aika kata, you almost cheated me out of this brocha. Whew, it's a good thing that I came. Omale, me manshmela, that's ingenious. Where'd you hear that? It's brilliant. Is actually in Mipirkei de Rabbi Yaakov Shmueli. I heard the value, not that exact brocha, but that idea of the value of the Kabbalah's ponim of a Talmud Chacham, I learned from Rabbi Yaakov's drushes in the public drush. Rabbi Yaakov Ish Kvar Chitaya. Yes, Barnea? Kvar Chitaya. The blind man. Not Kvar Chitaya? That's it. If it's not Bishvivusei, then it's not. You'll notice how many Shvivuseis we've had. If it's not Bishvivusei to Barnea, it's like it's not there. Okay. So anyway, there he was living in Kfar Chitim, and he used to go Avi Mekabel Ape the Rabbi Kol Yuma. He was Mekabel his Rebbe every single day. He got very old. His Rebbe told him, don't worry about it. It's hard for you to walk on it. It's fine. But it's a small thing you want to take away from me. It's a small thing that it says, that someone who was zeicha to see a Talmud Chacham even in his death will never see Shachas, will live forever on some level. Someone who sees a Talmud Chacham in his lifetime. This is very suspicious looking, sir. It looks like it was bought. I mean, it's not going to... If you think that this is going to make up for coming late, then, you know, this is a pretty hot apple here. I don't know. apple cider does hit the spot, but this Kosher King, if this is b'misosam, so b'chayim alachas kama v'kama. Therefore, this bracha follows that the greatest source a person can have is chiyot l'netzach. That's why I gave you this bracha. Ravidi, avud Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. Amazingly, Ravidi was the father of Rabbi Yaakov, the son of Ravidi. Avi rogel da avi ozil tlata yarchi ba'urcha. This is such a beautiful story. He used to travel 3 months to get to the yeshiva, because he lived very far away. He would stay for one day, and then he would go back 3 months, and then he would stay at home for a day, and then he would go back 3 months, stay in the yeshiva for a day, and that's the way he spent his years, and it took a long time for him to travel. So he was Tasi Yarche Beurcha, Vechad Yom at the day Rav would spend a day in the yeshiva. And this became a laughing stock. And they called him the Bar Beirav de Chad Yuma, what it really means is a kid on his first day of kindergarten, they call him a Bar Beirav de Chad Yuma, but the words literally mean someone who learns in the yeshiva for one day. So they called him, Mr. Kindergarten Boy, as a play on words. So he heard about this. I've become a laughing stock to my friends. So he felt terrible. Rabbi Yochanan heard about it. Rabbi Yochanan went and told him, Chas v'sholem, you shouldn't have any bad feelings. You're going to mamish cause terrible tragedies to happen in this yeshiva. Don't cause onshim on the rabbonim. Don't have akpodes. And he went out and gave a drasha, clapped on the table. Nafak Rabbi Yochanan l'beim a drasha, v'dorash had a beautiful drasha. V'oti yom yom yidrishun, v'da drachayecha feitzun. What's the pshat? Yom yom yidrishun, I ask you. V'chid yom dorshinota, what? People are only dorish HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the daytime. V'laila ein dorshimota. What is it saying yom yom for? I'll tell you. That lomar lachas to teach you that kol ha'osik b'torah afilu yom echad. Person spent his entire year to have one day of learning. It's as if he learned the entire year. And you find exactly the same thing, unfortunately, even v'chein b'midat puranut. Here we had the Meraglim went for 40 days, and those 40 days turned into 40 years. How is that? Yom L'shana, Yom L'shana. The same Anoga. B'mispar hayamim asher tartem et ha'aretz. The same number of days. What do you mean the same number of days? V'chi arba'im shana chatu, what they did? They sinned the Chet HaMeraglim for 40 years. It was 40 days. Elo arba'im yom chatu. Elo lomar lecha kol ha'over avera filo yom echad b'shana. Someone who does an avera one day in the year. But therefore, don't laugh at him, Chas v'shalom. This day is a day that's worth everything for him. A lot of these programs, you know, 12-step programs and so on, to deal with addictions, they work with a keeping a record of when you were over. The person becomes very heavily invested in not ruining his record.
Yeah,
Mamish, they could tell you exactly the number of days that they went without their addiction. And this is the Yom Echad B'Shana. Klal Yisrael has that concept from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Don't screw up your year. But I did it one day. It's a screwed up year. It's an amazing thing. Person wants to come into Rosh Hashanah. This year I was good. You can't say this year I was good if this year you weren't good. It's a human concept also. It's not such a strange thing.
I can't resist saying this, but
it wasn't Winnipeg, it was Minneapolis.
Huh?
It was Minneapolis, right?
It was there.
Is that what it's called? What's the, that's right near Chicago? Was it? What's the town right near Chicago? Milwaukee. It was Milwaukee, right. They had this program. They had this seed program that they were doing. Milwaukee's amazing. I wasn't doing Daf Yomi at the time. So they asked me to speak there. I went there, and I used this Gemara. It's perfect Gemara for that event, right? So the Rav of the town, who was going to speak after me, by camera, I sit down. He says, "My God, you took my whole drasha." So I say to him, I can't believe it. I thought I was such a genius to come up with this thing. This is what you were going to say. He says, "You idiot, it's today's Daf Yomi." Instead of color. This was like four cycles ago, right? Yeah. Yeah, at least. Okay. No, it's 4 cycles ago. Now, he told me. Yeah, he said, whenever he says a drush, he always looks at Daf Yomi, and it always is exactly what he needs to say. So that's right, that was the beautiful part of it. Ask the Gemara mi ika di azo balo zimne in. The other rabbi, very bar abai, avishri agabe malacham ova, some of the shluchay, zil aitele miriam megadla ser nashaya, and instead, azo aitele miriam megadla daradaki. Amalai, ana miriam megadla ser nashaya, amrilacha. I'm like, okay, Hadra, nah, but sof, what about the Shanea? My Aviat, huh? He gets serving me Rabbon, the Marv, and the Milam, and Sipi Lorule, the Avi Chilufe. The Biochon, the Kimotil, I crop off, but the Sitani Bol of Alof, Hinam, Evich Rabome, Sitimlo, and he said, Takanayeshlo. The Biochon, the Kimotil, I crop off, and the Gdoshavlo Yami, because of a man Yami. You may have a cause of Burk, a Kazil, who gathered Avi Manki Taini. Shove a character of the matu, shogalang of low matu. I'm like, what are you doing? Lav ani malin tve? I'm like, yeah, but ani lurchen bein and loza, ani natron, ani no natron. I'm like, oh, ani deftivim bigdo shavlo yamin. Ani, vahut amirid avishvuti the Rebbe Alexandri. Vishoki vadazuta. Vyomar, well, ni boy haitsubin rabon and lechyot avichai. Vimita, dimam, ein bigdo shavlo yamin avi. No, he knew that aume vait brabotava. Rabbi Yochanan came out of the Ikra Bochi, the Karafti Alechem Lemishpat, the Ayiti Eid Memaher, the Machashmim, the Nafim, the Nishbaim Lasheker, the Boshke Sakhar Sakhir, Evicharabo, Makarvola Duno, the Meyer Lehido, Takanayeshlo, Om Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zagay Oilano, Shishakala Lino Akatuf Kalotke Hamurot, but with the Oshke Sakhar Sakhir, together with the Nafim, Om Reish Lakish Kolamate Dino Shoger, Matei Dino Shamala. Shinamar umate gerim. Matiktiv. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehachal yemin v'ro. Omre v'chanina bar papa kalau se davar mitcharek bo mochalim lo miyad shinamar v'lo yiruni. O yiruni mochalim lo miyad. Rabbi Yochanan kibat elai krabochi ki et kol maaseh Elohim yavi b'mishpat al kol ne'alam. Evet Rabbi Shokelo Shigagot Kizdonot Akanayeshlo. Maya Kol Nealam Amarav Zahore Kina Bifne Havero Vini Maspa. Vishmulam Zahorok Bifne Havero Vini Maspa. Mayim Tovim Rabam de Verbiane Zanotin Tidakalani Bifareska. Ki other Biane Haska Gabra. Davika Yoy Zizolani Bifareska. I'm like Mutu the lawyer afterlay. Me Ashley, the afterlay of Exafte. The very Vishila Yam Zanotin Tidakalayisha Beseter. The Kamaiti Oivich Shada, Rava Zamashagelish Tobasashan, Amechutar Barve Shabbatot, while Rava Meshagel, Shani Batrochister Kimla Begavad Bikia. Rabbi Yochanan Gimatalai Krabach Lehakit Senotora Ot Rabot Vitsarot, Evet Shrabo Mamsila Rot Vitsarot, Takanayeshlo. My Rot Vitsarot, Amrav Rot, Nasot, Sarot Zolazok, and Ziburavak Rava. Shmuel Amar Zam Mamsilo Maot Laani Bishato Hakot. Amarava handed our inch, Zuzal Allah Loshricha, but Rutlita Shricha. The Chora people by Yomahuva as of Timmy started upon IMAM, Vayula Chol, Amra Bartla, Bartavumi Amrav, Koshe no Bester Panim, Enomian, the Koshe now, Bavayala Chal, Enomian, Amrule Rabon and Rabo, Marlo Bester Panim, Itevalovayala Cholita, Amalumi Adita Kamer Pushadana, but Sina Beshwar Malka, I feel like it was too late, Yovabe Rabon and I. And he shut the way before Malka the Garbu. Omra Haina the Tanya. Omra, Shemigam Lioka, Makom Shanuka Hamim and him, Omita Oni. And Ochi Astrasti upon I may am Omarova Omar Kresh Borhu. Alpha P, she started upon I may am, Bahaloma da Berbo. With Yosef Omar, Yodone to Yalin, Shemetzel, Yadiki Sitir, Rabbi Shuben Hanan Yavikoi Bekesar. Ach, they wap Amina. Amadadina Marley Apamine. Achvilei, yado netu yaleinu. Amala kesu Rabbi Yeshua, my achvilecha, amadadina omare apli. Well, anam achvina lei, you might want to check out with him, yado netu yaleinu. Amala lahu mina, my achvayet lei, amadadana omare apli, my achvilecha. I don't know. Magava lo yada, my achvilecha, b'cho gyatve kame malka. Off with his head, afko v'katua. Ki konaycha nafshet, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. Amala rabbonu, ayayay, maita hevi alon miminoi. Omar lahem nu avda itzam ibanim nisrucha chokhmatam kivan shavda itzam ibanim nisrucha chokhmatam shalomot olam viboitem amiyachav ayomer nisa venelecha vechala negdecha Rabbi Elah visolik bedarget avi rabba barshila shamil yenukit avi kakoriki ne yotzer olim avori ruch magid la adam maizicho omer evet shirabu magid la maizicho takana yesh lo maim maizicho אמר רב, אפילו שיחה יתרה שבין איש לאשתו, מגידים לו לאדם בשעת מיטה, איני ורב כהנה, וגם איתו טיפול ידרה, ושם נסח וצוחק ועשה צרכיו, אמר, דובי פומי דרב, כמה דלו תורם לו את תפשנו, כהנה, פה, כלבו לך, לא כאשר כאן וצריך לו רצויה, אבל לא צריך לו רצויה, ואם לא תשמעו במסתרים, תבכה נפשי מפני גבה, אמר רב שבו בעיני, המשמי דרב, מוקם יש לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, ומסתרים שמו, מי מפני גאווה, אומר רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, מפני גאוותם של ישראל, שניטלה מהם וניתנה לעובדי כוכבים. רבי שמעון בר נחמני אומר, מפני גאוותו של מלכות שמיים. ומעיקה בחייה, כמה קודשא בריחו. ויאמר רב פאפה, אין עציבות בפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. שנאמר, הוד וידה לפניו, ועוז וחדווה במקומו. לא קש, אבא בתי גאווה, אבא בתי ברוי. ובבתי ברוי לא. והכתיב היקרא שם צבקות ביום עוד הופכים למספל וכל רחב לכל שק. שייני חורבן בית המקדש, אפילו מלאכי שלום בחו, שאומר, אין הרלום צעק וחוצה, מלאכי שמיים מר יבכאיו, תמוע תדמה ותרד עיני דמעה, מה? כי נשבע עדר השם, אומר, לא, זה שלוש דמעות הללו, למה? אחת המקדש ראשון, אחת המקדש שני, ואחת הישראל שגולו ממקומה, וכדיאמר אחת על ביטול תורה, זה מי שבלמד יאמר ישראל שגולו ממקומה, היינו תכתיב כי נשבע עדר השם, ולמד יאמר על ביטול תורה, מה כי נשבע עדר השם? ישראל מקומה, לך ביטול תורה גולו מזה. תן רבנו שלושה קדוש ברוך הוא ברוך עליהם בכל יום, על מי שאפשר לו לעסוק בתורה ואינו עוסק, על מי שאי אפשר לעסוק בתורה ועוסק, ועל פרנס המתגאה לציבור, רבי אבינו כצפר כינס וכקורא בגבי כמעט אולי פסוקה, השליך משמיים ארץ, נופל ספר מן ידי, אומר, אוי, מאיגר רם לבירה מקטה, רבי ורבי אבישק ויעזי ברוך כמעט אולי עד מעט העמי, The Rabbi Yaakov ishkvar chitaya v'mekabel hapi the Rabbi kol yuma kikash. I'm like, no, don't it's tire mar lo yochamar. Omar lei mizuter ma'idechti buber avonu lichi od the netzach lo yira shachar ki yirecha chamim yamutu umar oyecha chamim emitatam yechiya v'chayem alachat kama v'kama. Revidi avu the Rabbi Chia baridi avirogat aviozet tlati yorchi beurcha v'chad yuma bebeirav avikore the rabbon and bar beirav v'chad yuma cholash daite kore anafshi schok l'reyeyu ehye. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan bamtuta minach. Lo ta'anish l'rabona. Nofak Rabbi Yochanan l'vei medroshe v'dorash. Ve'oti yom yom yidrshun v'dat rachayach hafeitzu. V'chi ba'yom dorshim oto, ba'layla hin dorshim oto. Ela lomar lecha kol ha'osek ba'torah. Afilo yom echad b'shana. Ma'ale alav ha'gatuv, kilo asa kol ha'shana kula. V'chein b'midat puranut. Tichtiv b'mispar ha'yamim asher tartem et ha'aretz. What's this? 40 shana chatu, aloch 40 yom chatu. Ela lomar lecha kol ha'over avira, afilo yom echad b'shana, ma'ale alav ha'katuv, ki ilu avar kol ha'shana kula. That's like the...